WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com presents Dan Girard on Basketball, the weekly inside look into the University of Southern Indiana men's basketball program. Tonight's show was brought to you by Hausmann Outdoor Solutions, Spanky's Pizza, by Allstate Office Sitting, and by Mack Industrial Services. Stan Girard on Basketball was also brought to you by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Slate Printing, by Lou Fuse Mazda, and by Lou Fuse Kia, and by Jimmy John's. Now live from Spanky's, here's the host of the show, Brad Klein.
It's the Stan Girard Radio Show here on WREF. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for coming down to Spanky's and for listening here on the Ref. Remember, Spanky's downtown on Jefferson Avenue, as well as here on the west side off the Lloyd, right by Schnucks. Stan Girard couldn't make it tonight, so we have Kevin Missouri, assistant coach for the Screaming Eagle men's basketball team. Coach, really appreciate the time. How are we feeling?
Feeling all right. Hanging in there.
You know, I feel like when it comes to coaching, nowadays there's more than one job, right? There is recruiting, and there is fundraising, and there is organizing and managing the locker room. But above all else, it is talent evaluation. How would you evaluate your performance from the first Stan Girard radio show a few weeks ago?
Shoot, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to give it, we'll say, 6 to 7. No, a little higher.
6-7?
8-9. We'll go 8-9. Yeah.
That's a good grade.
I'll take it.
Some would call you pompous, cocky.
I started off at 6-7, so I try to raise the bar a little bit.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. We've got plenty to talk about here on the Stan Girard Radio Show. See, it stays as the Stan Girard Radio Show, even though you're pinch hitting.
I'll take it.
Still got plenty of things to talk about, though. We'll talk about the upcoming weekend, Western Illinois and Eastern Illinois. We'll talk about the final home weekend of the year with Senior Day, Tennessee State, Tennessee Tech. Plenty of basketball to break down. Also, the managers in the house. Round of applause for the managers. The guys who keep the lights on.
That's right.
The Jimmy John subs of the show, so looking forward to hearing from them. Hey, before we talk about basketball, Coach, you're originally from California. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
How'd you deal with the weather, the snow?
I was just telling them when I walked in, I'm just trying to stay warm. They said, stay warm. It's a little warm outside. I said, no, I'm still a little shooken up from that snowstorm. It was rough on me. I'm not all that driving in the snow, and it was tough.
But you've been around in coaching. You've been to colder campuses and colder environments, not necessarily Evansville being one of those, but you've seen snow. You have experience in snow.
I don't like it. I'll never get used to it. The driving in the ice is the worst for me. I'm not very good at it, and I struggled. I got stuck a few times, but I made it.
Not very good at what? At driving in the ice or driving?
Ice.
Oh.
The ice.
Even though there were times that it was a little touch and go when you were driving. And we took vans on the South Dakota trip earlier this season, and instead of a big bus for the whole team, we had Spru, Aldi, and Missouri driving vans, and I was in the back of Missouri's van, and I didn't think I was ever getting out of the van.
Man, I think I walked myself into that one. I could feel the tension in the back seat. They was beating me up pretty bad in them back seats right there. Shoot.
who was the worst back seat driver, you think? Because I tried to be pretty quiet. I wasn't, but I tried to be. Who was the worst back seat driver?
I couldn't gauge. I think you guys all got your fair share. You got your fair share, so I don't know who it was.
See, but here's the thing, right? A lot of us get a little bit, I don't know, tense, nervous behind the wheel. Sometimes we grab onto that steering wheel tighter than we're proud of.
Yeah.
Especially when your boss is sitting right next to you in the passenger seat. I'd imagine you're white-knuckling that thing. So when Coach Girard is sitting next to you and he looks over his shoulder at the radio guy and goes, you see that turn? You know, that's got to get you a little bit tense.
Hey, that's always a reference problem. You don't say it, but as assistant coach, we're looking to see which car is Coach getting in. That ride's a little tense.
I know.
He's always looking at that, see how fast you're going, et cetera. So it was a little rough.
It was like a clown car in there. I mean, we were packed in like sardines.
Yeah.
And you had more leg room than anyone else in the whole van.
I know. That was a good part about driving on that trip.
Heck, I would have volunteered to drive.
Yeah, I would have gladly passed the keys, too, as rough that trip was.
Oh, man. That was a pretty crazy trip. But you've been handling the travel all season long. Round of applause for Coach in that regard. That is juggling more than one ball right up in the air. I mean, you said talent evaluation and locker room management and fundraising and recruiting, not to mention doing the travel.
Yeah.
What's it like feeding these guys. I mean, that's not easy.
Well, you just got to know. It comes with the territory. You know, they say you can't please them all. There's going to be some complaints. They're not going to be happy. The orders always aren't going to be right. So it just, hey, you just got to do your best to keep everybody happy.
Fair enough. We'll talk more about that later on. I do want to ask you, though, about last weekend and a couple of games to break down. We'll start with Thursday in Tennessee State. Now, that's a game that was really, really tight in Nashville about a month ago, and we ended up getting a six-point loss there. TSU this time around, what sticks out from the loss?
Well, I think, again, I think we played them well. I think we played them well towards the end. And they're a talented team. I think they might be either in first or tied for first at the moment.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe we're just a bad matchup for them, but we played them well. You know, we just didn't pull it out the end. And that's been, you know, a struggle for us just finishing some games. But, you know, they're a talented team. We didn't make some plays towards the end. And I think they, the first time we played them, I think the kid Lorick had a really good game. And this time Harper, who's a talented player, he'll probably be a first-team all-conference guy. He kind of showed his true colors and why he's, you know, one of the top players in our league. So it was a tough matchup. It was a tough game. And, you know, we hung in there. But towards the end, you know, towards later in the game, they pulled away. Their talent kind of prevailed towards the end. I think that was a game that was free throws, if I'm not mistaken. We shot ourselves in the foot from that free throw line. That was rough.
What can you do as a coach? I know that ultimately it's the guys that got to go out and make their shots, make their free throws, get those rebounds and all that. And ultimately, the coaches can't do it for them. But as a coach, when you're watching the free throws become more and more of a problem throughout the season, throughout the game, missed 19 free throws on 34 tries, what can you do and what's that like from your perspective on the sideline?
Well, that's a slow killer, you know. And it's like even with Ish, I think he was one that struggled the most from the line. Me and him worked out that morning, and he was, you know, struggling, you know, that morning. We were like, well, I told him, just change your routine. Just try to be consistent in what you're doing, the way you're holding the ball and this and that. And it's still, you know, it was the same story. It was short. It was this. We tried a bunch of different things, but he just struggled. You know, he struggled. I didn't know his percentage was what it was, but, you know, we just tried to change a few things. And in that game, it didn't really work out. But, you know, we just continue to stay at it, try to keep working, you know, try to improve, and hopefully the next time it's a different turnout for us.
Yeah, I know that in the Tennessee State game, kind of like the other games, there were moments where USI looked like the better team, and you can go to halftime with an 8-point lead that easily could have been an 11-point lead. I think they made a big play at the end of the first half, step back three if memory serves. That was just kind of a crazy horse shot, but you guys are still up 8 at halftime. What's it like in the locker room? Because there have been multiple second-half drop-offs this season, and TSU, that's one of them.
And that's the thing. We're trying to play. You've been in practice. We do what's called a four-minute war in practice, where we'll give a scenario for 4 minutes and we'll play through it. And one of the main things at halftime when we're talking about is, you know, to win this game, to come out on top, we have to win the first 4 minutes. And for some reason, that first 4 minutes has been a struggle for us in the second half. And it's either dug us in a hole, or when we're on top, it's, you know, put us behind the eight ball. And for some reason, you know, we give the guys all the pep talks, and we give them some stats of what's going on and this and that, and we're hoping we come out with some fire and energy. You know, we've tried doing different things, warming up, you know, at the end of halftime, but for some reason it hasn't translated, and it's cost us. You know, it's cost us. So them first 4 minutes have been crucial for us in these games, and, you know, it's been a struggle.
I know that Coach Gerard is the only one who's allowed out on the court and trying to play peacekeeper, peacemaker as well in a crazy situation like what we saw in the Tennessee State game. Ended up getting a few technicals in there with Josiah by the TSU bench and offsetting technicals for the players. And I know that Coach Nolan Smith for TSU, he got a T as well. What is your recollection and in perspective on that whole thing? I know we had some questions from the audience about it.
Well, I couldn't see exactly what happened with Joe on their end, so it was way deep in their corner. But when he came to our bench, I asked him what happened, and he said, I think it was, again, Lorick who was on the bench. And I'm assuming Lorick, number 11, he had some frustration because he was in foul trouble. Joe said at some point the guy pushed his head, and we know Joe's a tough, scrappy player, and Joe kind of bucked back at him a little bit. And then I think that's when the scuffle kind of ensued, and I don't know what part Nolan Smith played in it, but from what Joe said, he kind of, like, tried to get in between them. And then, you know, when that happens, just kind of a little scuffling, a little tussling. And then I guess referees didn't take kind to it, so they gave him a technical foul as well. But, you know, on my end, you know, I'm just glad one of our guys showed a little bit of fight. Not in that aspect, but he showed no back down, even though he didn't start it. But he just, you know, he's like, we're not going to be that. We don't want to be that type of team where you think you just walk over us. So it resulted in some technical fouls. I was shocked that there was no free throw shot, you know, and I thought the fact that they got, I think, multiple technical fouls, and Joe, with Joe had the one, that at some point we would have some free throws in it, but there were none. But, you know, it is what it is.
I feel like Joe is not the kind of guy that I would want to mess with in a situation like that. And
Yeah. And
you got the tempers flaring and some arms, I'm not going to say fists, but arms flying, right? And Joe is just not one of those guys that I would want to push around, because I feel like if I did try to push him, he wouldn't move. I feel like it would be kind of like that.
Joe's one of the tougher guys. If I'm going to go to battle, he's one of the guys I definitely want on my side.
Did you know he told me before, I think it was the last game, he told me just before it, that he goes and lifts at BFIT before every single game?
Yeah.
I've never heard of anything like that in my life.
I've kind of heard of similar, but I didn't know he did it. But Joe, he loves that weight room, and you can tell by his body and his strength and his aggression. You know, he's one of our tougher guys, and you can tell, like, he's a physical guy.
See, a pregame lift, feel like you probably, I mean, I know he doesn't get as sore as I do when I lift, but, like, you feel like he gets tired before a game or something like that. That's a weird routine to me.
Yeah, well, Joe got a good motor, so he doesn't get tired too easily. So I can see it.
Fair enough. Let's go to the Tennessee Tech game. And before we talk about the game, because just before the game, you guys had Senior Day as well. Ben Azegu, Ola Ajiboye, Stephen Clay, Carndale Bailey, all honored. What are your thoughts on the senior class? I know that it's their last year. It's also all of them their first year in the program. Just like with you, you guys kind of came in together.
Yeah. And this senior class here, and I'll tell you about it. You know, I know we've had our struggles as a team in the win-loss area, but, you know, those four guys, they are really, really – they're really, really good guys, you know, on and off the court. They're coachable, and they're great guys, you know, from Clay to Ola to Ben, you know, Steve. Those guys, they're good guys. So I was proud of them, and I think everybody's on track to graduate, and some are going to get fifth year to get their masters or whatnot. So they're good guys. We wish we could have sent them out on a higher note with the win, but, you know, I'm proud of those guys.
Yeah, the Tech game is maybe the highlight of the season, going back to last month, the win on the road. And with that in mind, and also the nature of this game being a must-win to stay in OVC tournament contention, a lot of people had high expectations for this game, ultimately didn't go your way. How and why?
Well, in my opinion, I don't think our guys have been used to being the hunted, and I say that because the way we beat Tech at their place, I don't think they understood how high and how ready Tech was going to be for this game. A, just the payback, and B, I think they've been playing some decent basketball, you know, and there were implications where some teams want to play spoiler. So this game meant a lot. This game meant a lot, and, you know, I just, man, we didn't get it done, and the kid, I think number 11, I forgot his name, but he kind of was
Pounds.
Yeah, Pounds. He was a factor in this game. I think he got in foul trouble. I don't even think he started the first time he played him. I don't know if it was some disciplinary action or not, but he's a load. You know, he's a load. So they kind of imposed their will in the paint. I think it was about like 44 or 46 points in the paint in that game. They kind of overpowered us in that area.
Again, it's the Stan Geron Radio Show here on WREF, live from Spanky's on the west side, right by Schnucks. And we're taking you till the top of the hour, talking Screaming Eagle basketball. We're going to hear from Coach Missouri, pinch hitting for Coach Gerard when we return once again right here on WREF.
Jimmy John's fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Hey, USI fans, a basketball court and your yard have one thing in common. Both need the perfect lineup. USI alumnus Zach Hausman calls the plays on lawn care in town. And remember, basketball season is snow season. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will clear your driveway and your walkway. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will get your lawn game ready. Give them a call at 812-453-7757. That's 812-453-7757. Or check them out online at HausmanOutdoor.com.
Amazing service, all stocks, lasting solutions, all stocks, tailored to
Hey, sports fans, step up to the plate at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor. Why gamble on sports when you can indulge in crispy cracker crust pizza? It's a guaranteed win every time. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends or bring the family down to Spanky's Una Pizza on the west side in Schnucks Plaza or Spanky's Una Cafe downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's and cash in on the best pizza in town.
Plus tax title license includes first payment and $245 dock fee. $3,000 due at signing. Zero security. 10,000 miles per year. With approved credit, financing $2,083 per month per 1,000 borrowed. Zero down 48 months. Must finance with KFA. Offers can't combine. Ends 3/1/26.
Get ready for new Kias with 0% financing at Lou Fuse Kia Evansville. The Ready, Set, Drive sales event is happening now. Get ready for big savings on new 2025 Kia K4s, only $169 a month. You're set with a new 2025 Kia Sorento, just $279 a month, or buy with 0% financing. Drive a new 2025 Kia Telluride, now $299 a month, or buy with 0%. All 24-month leases. Got a trade? See us today and we'll make you a huge offer. It's the Ready, Set, Drive sales event. Don't miss. K4's $169, Sorento's $279 or 0%, Telluride's $299 or 0% at Lou Fuse Kia Evansville, home of the 200,000-mile warranty. Click EvansvilleKia.com. Lou Fuse, we are family.
And we're back on the Stan Gerard Radio Show here on WREF. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us at Spanky's on the west side, right by Schnucks. They also have a location downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Kevin Missouri is here on WREF, pinch hitting for Coach Gerard, which means, Coach, that dinner's on Coach Gerard tonight, right? I'd imagine that if you're doing him this favor of filling in, you've also got the company card for some crispy cracker crust pizza.
Yeah, I definitely made sure I got that card for before he got out that office today to take care of them and myself to grab something to eat.
Well, I don't even know if you necessarily need to grab the card because you're the gatekeeper because you are handling all the travel this year, so you already know the number, the credit card number, the expiration date, the CVV. You got all that probably memorized and ready to go.
No, I got it in my notes right here. Hey, I'm that guy. If I don't write it down, I'm going to forget. I'll forget.
All right, fair enough. But we're eating tonight at Spanky, is that right?
That's it.
Did you have a go-to order from last time?
I got the wings last time. They were good. I forgot the flavor. I think they're a little hot, a little spicy. I forgot the name, but they were good, though.
Okay. I like that. Yeah, that's the thing. Spanky's not just pizza. They got wings. They got salads. All really good here at Spanky's. Anyway, we're talking USI basketball. We talked the last two games, Tennessee State and Tennessee Tech. Two losses, unfortunately, that does eliminate USI from OVC tournament contention. How do you keep the guys motivated, locked in the final four games of the regular season?
Well, the final four games, again, you just got to play with some pride. You know, first place, last place, in the middle of the pack, OVC tournament, if you're a winner, you'll just play with some pride, you know, just to compete. You know, that's our biggest thing. Let's compete. Let's play with some pride and, you know, try to win these last four. I mean, we're going to Western, you know, which we already beat, and they're going to be up for us, try to get us again. The Eastern, they got us in overtime, so, you know, they're going to be up. We want to get them back, and then our last one, you know, Little Rock and then Moorhead, you know, those are games that we want to get. So, it's just every day when we're working out in practice, you know, you want to sharpen up your craft, and you can't do that by going through the motions. So, you know, just improve yourself, which should help improve our team, you know, to get these last four games and, you know, try to go out on a positive note the best we can.
I think the critics or the pessimists regarding college basketball nowadays would say, well, the guys are just all in it for themselves, right? Because especially now with the OVC tournament and you guys being out of it, what are they playing for? They're playing for themselves. How do you mitigate that effect, especially now with transfer portal and NIL kind of exacerbating that problem?
Well, what I try to preach to these guys is that's fine. I mean, if you want to quote-unquote play for yourself, but you always got to play the right way, because if you're playing to try to, I guess, elevate your stock in the portal, you got to play the right way. You can't go out there trying to shoot up a bunch of balls because anybody else watching or a coach watching, they're going to say, well, this guy doesn't really know how to read a defense if you're trying to dribble through a bunch of people, or this guy didn't make the right pass, so he probably doesn't know how to play the right way, and that might be a reason for their struggle. So if you do want to play for yourself, you know, you got to still play the right way. You got to be able to guard your guy. You got to be able to block out, rebound, and play the right way, which will lead to, you know, winning basketball. You can't just go out there and just do your own thing, because I don't think any winning program would want a player, you know, playing in that nature, you know.
I know that the end of the season, it kind of sneaks up on you a little bit. It was just a couple of weeks ago that we were in the teeth of the OVC schedule. And for me as a broadcaster, I know this time of year, I'm tired. Sometimes I'm hoarse, and I'm not getting enough rest. And I wonder, when's the last time I had a weekend? How do the coaches make it to the finish line as well?
Shoot, man, that finish line, hey, it seemed like you can never really see it. But, you know, again, it is work, but it doesn't really feel like work when you love what you do. And, again, it's just you got to take care of what's in front of you. So right now we got, Western in front of us, so that's when we got to get. So today in practice we worked on us a little bit. Then we went over Western stuff a little bit, and we're going to do the same tomorrow and try to tackle what's in front of us. And then once we get that done, then we'll move on to Eastern and so forth. But as of right now, we just got to take it again just one day at a time and keep working. Because, you know, as coaches, it just never stops. Even when these four games are over, then it's recruiting. You know, then it's try to retain the guy that they're going to be retained and so forth on. You know, so it just never stops. We just got to keep working. We got to keep working.
How much do those conversations take place before the end of the season? Because the transfer portal opens up only a short while after that final regular season game, and unfortunately with no OVC tournament, you guys get a bit of a head start on the whole transfer portal thing and figuring out who's going to be where and who's coming back. Is that something you guys talk about right now before the end of the season, or is that something you just kind of kick and wait till after games like Western and Eastern are played and decided?
Well, no, we always kick it around because, as you know, the name of the game is recruiting in college basketball. You never stop recruiting. You're always listening. You're always working the phones. You're always trying to figure things out. But first things first, you got to take care of home.
Yeah.
So we have to make sure our ship is in order here with guys that are staying, guys that we're recruiting and this and that. But we got to make sure what we're doing first here is in order where, you know, we getting things spread away. So we just got to continue to work and figure out the guys that want to be here, A. And if you do want to be here, we just got to evaluate from start to finish how things were, and then we'll get things figured out moving forward.
I don't know, Coach. I mean, everyone's going in the portal right now, all the players, and it's so bad that people are wondering, what are the managers going to go into the portal too?
Yeah, wouldn't nothing surprise them with this portal thing, this NIL thing, and NBA players and G League or DV players jumping back to college and all the It's a lot right now. It's a lot. So I wouldn't be surprised by anything at the moment.
All right. So let me ask you this, because we're going to have some managers coming on the show. Which manager is most likely to enter the transfer portal?
Most likely enter the portal.
Also, which manager fetches the biggest NIL price?
Which? I'm going to answer the first one first. The portal, I'm going to go with JB.
JB's going to the portal.
Because he might be the fifth-year senior.
Yeah.
So he might the most seasoned one. They want the most seasoned guy, so I'm going to go with JB first.
Okay.
And then what was the next question?
NIL. Can we get an NIL deal for the manager?
NIL. Well, I'm going to go with Lily because, hey, they're going to look at that upside. They say, well, she's a freshman, so she got some years on. So, hey, we can maximize another 3 years out of her. So that's
okay.
What I'm going to go with.
I like it. So with that in mind, who's coming on first?
I think we'll go with Cooper, if he's ready to roll.
Let's give Cooper an opportunity to redeem himself after being left out of the NIL and portal conversation.
Okay.
Kevin Mazzari, everyone, pinch hitting for Coach Gerard. We're back in a moment on WREF.
All right.
Jimmy John's, fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana. Visit SladePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
Hey, USI basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mack Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mack delivers slam dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fill. Call Mack and let them give your home the winning touch. Mack Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home.
When coach calls your number, it's your time to shine. But that's a lot of pressure, even for a screaming eagle.
Aww.
When they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Queen River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website.
All plus tax title license, 245 dock fee with approved credit through MFS, 33 months, 15% of MSRP due, 7,500 miles per year, zero security. Financing is $1,705 and $1,748 per month per thousand borrowed. Zero down, cannot be combined, not all qualify, ends 3/1/26.
Get ready, get set, and drive with low payments at Lou Fu's Mazda Evansville. The Ready, Set, Drive sales event is happening now. Come in today and get ready to save big. You're set with a new 2025 Mazda CX-5, $219 a month lease, or 0.9% for 60 months. Drive a new 2026 Mazda CX-50 hybrid, lease for $279 a month or 1.9% for 60 months. Plus, when you buy from us, you're backed by Fuse. Ready, set, and drive with big savings. CX-5s, $219 a month or 0.9 for 60 months. CX-50 hybrids, $279 a month or 1.9 for 60 months. At Lou Fuse Mazda Evansville, home of the 200,000-mile warranty. Click MazdaEvansville.com. Lou Fuse, we are family.
We're back on the San Gerard Radio Show here on WREF at Spanky's on the west side right by Schnucks. They also have a location downtown on Jefferson Avenue. I'm Brad Klein. We had Kevin Missouri, assistant coach for the Screaming Eagles, on. And now we've got the managers coming on. It's Cooper, everyone. A round of applause.
Hello, everybody.
All right.
Hello.
How are we feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, actually.
That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. So here's the deal. I'm a sports broadcaster. It's a cool job, but it's not like lawyer or doctor where I get letters next to my name, right?
Yeah.
I'm not Brad Klein DDS or anything like that, nothing like that. But I'm thinking I adapt the whole professor moniker, because here's the deal, guys. Got a radio television major here, up here, and it's his first time on the radio. So I'm going to do my best to show you the ropes. What do you think?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, all right. The first thing is, don't mess up. That's your tip, all right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I appreciate you coming on, of course. But,
yeah,
hey, Cooper,
you.
I'll ask you this. How has this season been for you? Because correct me if I'm wrong, you're a freshman, right? So not only is it your first season, it's also your first year on college?
It is.
So how has that been for you?
It's been quite a new experience to, go through. The fact that I'm entering student manager at the USI basketball team, it's like a new experience. I feel like I'm part of something that's super important in this community, because everyone loves college basketball, of course.
Yep.
And a lot of people they come to watch it.
Yeah, they do. But I will say that they all come to watch the players, and I think that that's wrong, because the players are not the ones who are doing all the nitty gritty stuff, the behind the scenes stuff. Like I said before, keeping the lights on. What is the most unsung hero moment for you this season as a manager? Things that you did that no one realized, and now we're giving you an opportunity to get them noticed.
Well, just chuck threes.
Chucking threes?
Yeah.
In practice, right?
Yeah, during practice, yeah.
What is your three-point percentage lifetime?
I don't keep track of that, of course.
Good answer. I don't keep track of mine either. If I made more, I'd probably start keeping track. But
yeah, because mainly I just do layups in practice, because why not?
Who's the best guy to rebound for?
Best guy to rebound for?
On the roster, who's the best player to rebound for?
That's actually quite a lot, because I feel if you were asking for people, I feel let's say Josiah Dunham, because he's pretty fast as well, and he can jump high. And also Amari Brown, because he loves to jump very high as well. And
yeah.
When he gets the ball, he makes sure he keeps it secure, of course. And also Tolu Samuels, because he's got a ton of rebounds during this year.
No, I'm saying in practice, when guys are shooting and you have to rebound for them, who do you want to rebound for?
Oh, usually I just go to see who's available.
Okay, so you just take whoever's free.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Because I feel like there would be guys that, honestly, I'd want to rebound for the most efficient shooter. I'm not trying to run around. The ball clanks off the iron. It goes to the sideline. Now I got to go get it. You know,
yeah.
You just want to go right underneath the rim.
Yeah.
And just pass it back.
So who's the guy that's going to do that for you so you don't have to log those steps? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So who do you think?
I feel like Ishmael would be.
Ish, good answer. Yeah. That makes sense. Again, we got Cooper here, manager for USI Basketball. Oh, like you said, people care a lot about this team, and it's a really cool thing that you get to do and be part of this program for the community. When was it that you decided, hey, you know what, I want to be part of the basketball program?
The reason why I wanted to come here was because I think I one time stumbled onto an email. There was an advertisement saying that student managers were available, and then I'm like, I was been recommended this role, and I decided I wanted to like email the people responsible about this job. So I was like, hey, I want to try this out. I'm pretty interested.
That's pretty cool. Now, I do know which ad you're talking about and the people that you were emailing. That's Coach Missouri in the back.
Yeah, that's, I know.
What's he been like? Because I know that among other jobs that he has, and we've documented all of them, some of them, not all of them, managing the managers is certainly one of them. So what has he been like? Oh, call him the boss. What's he been like as a boss?
You know, he's got, like, a lot more connection with all of our student managers as well because, like, we usually stay informed of, like, what's coming up. And I feel like he's very useful.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. I got one more question for you, man. And the thing about the managers is you guys have the keys to the castle. You guys have the access. Yeah. I know that the locker room is always stuffed with snacks.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is the managers doing it. So what's the best snack that you'll find in the locker room?
I like Welch's.
Welch's. It's a good answer. Fruit snack. Only the red ones for me.
I don't care which one I get. I just like them.
Fair enough. Hey, a round of applause for Cooper, everyone. We've got some more managers coming on right here on the Stangeron Radio Show on WREF.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, USI basketball fans. Just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mack Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mack delivers slam dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fill. Call Mack and let them give your home the winning touch. Mack Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home. Hey, sports fans, step up to the plate at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor. Why gamble on sports when you can indulge in crispy cracker crust pizza? It's a guaranteed win every time. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends or bring the family down to Spanky's Una Pizza on the west side in Schnucks Plaza or Spanky's Una Cafe downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's and cash in on the best pizza in town.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana. Visit SladePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
On the Stangeron Radio Show here on WREF at Spanky's on the west side right by Schnucks. They also have a location downtown on Jefferson Avenue. I'm Brad Klein. We're talking USI basketball with the managers. The second to come up to the podium, JB, everyone, Jolen Brown. I don't know if I just made an enemy out of JB for calling him by his full name.
Caden calls me all the time. I tell him to stop, but at this point I don't care.
You're fine.
Caden does it just to annoy me.
Okay. I was doing it to annoy you a little bit, too.
Yeah, you're different, though.
Okay, good. Why do I get priority over Caden? You like me more.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I like that.
Don't tell him that, but yeah.
No, I would never. It's not like you just said it on the radio or anything like that. don't broadcast it, you know?
He won't listen to this.
No, you're right. He's not listening. He's doing something else. Anyway, we're talking the ins and outs and the behind the scenes of USI basketball here. No one in the manager locker room has been doing it more than JB. This being, correct me if I'm wrong, your third season.
It is.
How has the ride been for you?
It's been up and down, a lot of up and downs.
There was a hesitation there for a while. I half Mississippi, and you kind of tilted your head.
I had to think about it, because it's been good. There's been a lot of good. There's been a lot of bad. Well, I mean, it's good. I love the team. I love the players. I love the coaches. It does suck that losing some of the players over the past two or 3 years, like Miss 50, Miss Milky, all of them. Yeah. But it's nice to meet all these new guys, CB, Mario, all of them. It's great to meet these new guys. It took me a minute to figure out all their names and their numbers corresponding. It did throw me off when CV were number 10 during practice, but in the game were 8. And every time I was like, man, I could have sworn we had a number 10.
Maybe it was Jack Milky, and you just didn't realize that he graduated.
I think I would have seen the difference. It was a little different.
Fair enough. Again, we got JB here on WREF, student manager for USI basketball in his third season. You know, JB, I haven't seen you on the road as much. I feel like you're busy. You got an internship outside of USI, right? Outside of USI basketball.
I do. The past 2 years, I've basically pretty much done a lot of the stuff by myself, on the road, even at home, all that. But this year we have 4 of the managers, which is great for me because I can stay back, and it takes a lot off my shoulders. I don't think about it nearly as much. And now it allows me to work for the Thunderbolts here in town.
There you go. That's pretty cool. I like that.
Work there like Fridays, Saturdays, and sometimes during the week if they need us.
All right. So what do they have you doing over there?
Saturday I don't get to meet any of the players or anything, but I work behind the scenes to like get advertisement banners set up, help run raffles. Sometimes I go out in the ice to like lay down carpet for people to come out and sing the national anthem, which sucks because I have fallen before 2 or 3 times now.
That's tough.
Yeah, they're telling me it hurt.
Yeah.
Worst part is, it's like when people are all staring out there, there's nothing else to look at out in the ice, and I just right to the ground.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but we have 2 Thunderbolt season ticket holders in attendance tonight. I'm not sure. Yeah, John's not a. Do you guys remember watching JB just wipe out on the ice? Yes?
Oh, okay.
So if it makes you feel any better, they laugh about it all the time.
Oh, good to know, good to know. I'm glad I could bring some joy to your guys' lives.
Yeah,
cost of my suffering.
Because here's the thing, right? I don't know when this happened, this tumble. Was there more than one time?
Twice.
All right, so I don't know when they happened. And you know what? Do we remember the score of the game? No. We remember JB wiping out and eating ice.
Oh, I remember it very well, too. Don't worry.
So how do you make that as graceful as possible?
Oh, I do not in the slightest. I have always been told I am like a bull in a china shop. Every time I've ever played any sports, if I'm sliding in baseball, I'm diving for ball basketball, it is not graceful. It is just right to the ground.
Yeah, that's why I'm a radio broadcaster, you know? And it's also why I try to stay away from the ice, but you just run towards it. That's your prerogative. That's your decision.
Yeah. I don't know if I run. I can barely walk on it. The issue is once the Zamboni comes on, I cannot walk on the ice. I will fall every single time.
So because it's skates. Closely. Can you skate?
Nope. Tried.
All right.
Tried to. I can go straight, and then I cannot turn. So I'll go right into the wall, have to grab the wall, turn 90 degrees, then go straight again.
What's wrong with that?
It's a little slow.
A little bit.
They need to be
better
on and
than
off
wiping me. Out.
It is true.
Yeah. All right. That's pretty cool. So with that in mind, you got the internship, you got the student manager, which, by the way, it's going to look great on your resume, and I know that you're a junior now, and you're almost at the point where you're starting to think about what you want to do after college. Have you landed on that yet?
Not yet. I mean, I have ideas on what I want to do. I'd love to be an equipment manager for a professionals team.
Hockey. Don't do it.
Probably not hockey.
No.
The Cubs for baseball, that would be great.
Cool.
I'd love to work for the Pacers. I got some connections up there. And then this past summer, I met the head equipment manager at the Baltimore Ravens. Emailed him this January with my resume, because that's when he said to back during the summer. And so he's actually looking for people who might want to employ me or working an internship.
That's pretty cool. Had you just ran into the equipment manager for the Ravens, or something?
I have family connections. It was a family friend of ours, goes way back, and coached him for football at ISU back in the day.
Okay.
So I got to meet him. He's like, hey, like we got family friend like you might want to meet. I'm like, okay. Like, oh, it's so-and-so. I'm like, who's that? Look it up. Head equipment manager, Baltimore Ravens. I'm like, oh, kind of a big deal. Just a little bit of a big deal.
You'll add him on LinkedIn. Why not?
Why not? Just a small, just a little bit of a big jump going from a student manager for a D1 team to NFL team.
Yeah, well, a little bit, yeah. But then again, that's going to look great on your resume.
Exactly.
And you've been around it. And the internship, that's all really good. Round of applause for JB, by the way, for being on top of it. Because most students, a lot of them, they're not. You're on top of it. I like that.
Sometimes.
There's one thing that, can I give you some advice? Because
sure.
I was like kind of Professor Brad earlier for Cooper. Because I've been there. I've done that. I've been in your shoes where it's junior year and you're still in college, but you don't quite have to worry about it, but you know that you're going to have to start worrying about it soon, the whole real world thing. I'm going to give you the advice that you have been waiting to hear for a few years. You need better sleep habits, my guy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Not the first person to tell me that.
No, but maybe you're going to be – I'm going to be the first one to get you to listen, okay? So the reason I'm saying this, I love you to death, is every time he comes on the road with us, in the morning, he'll have just red beaded eyes, like he didn't sleep at all the night before. And sometimes it's not your fault. You got laundry. You got things to worry about for the team. Sometimes it's your fault, man. You just play video games all night.
You got no proof of that.
Caden Gilhouse, remember the guy that you said you didn't like? He tells me.
I didn't say I didn't like him. I didn't say that.
You said you like me more than you
exactly.
like him.
Exactly.
Okay. But Caden tells me, and I believe him.
I wouldn't.
Okay. What about the time that we almost missed a flight because you wanted to bring your Xbox on the flight and you had to check it and the TSA thing?
You would have missed it. I would have missed it.
Yeah.
Only his crew were there like, all right, catch up, JB. They left.
Just
like I was the only one there. I was like, shoot. So I had to run
they
to catch
left
up.
You, but you wouldn't leave the Xbox.
And the worst part is I barely touched the Xbox that entire trip.
Yeah.
I touched it like once.
How much have you been locked in on the Xbox games since?
Not a lot.
See, that's good.
I have a girlfriend. She...
Oh.
I got to spend a lot of time with her, which is fine. I love it. But, yeah, it does cut down my Xbox habits, which is probably a good thing.
Yeah, I feel like the head equipment manager of the Baltimore Ravens is not locked in on Xbox.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe I'll play some, I'll play some Call of Duty with him.
Maybe. Hey, JB, everyone, round of applause. Before I let you go, because I know that we've got a lot of managers now, which means you got a lot of help for you, but they were all showing you the ropes, or you were showing them the ropes at the infancy of the season. They probably know what they're doing at this point, at least hopefully. What was the biggest piece of wisdom or advice that you gave the other managers?
I got to think about that one. I don't know. There's like quite a few things. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, though.
Let's see if Lily knows. We're going to ask her when we return right here on WREF. It's the Stand Your Own Radio Show.
When Kurt calls your number, it's your time to shine. But that's a lot of pressure, even for a screaming eagle.
Aww.
When they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Green River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website. Hey, USI basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mack Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mack delivers slam dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fell. Call Mack and let them give your home the winning touch. Mack Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana.
Visit SlatePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
Hey, sports fans, step up to the plate at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor. Why gamble on sports when you can indulge in crispy cracker crust pizza? It's a guaranteed win every time. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends or bring the family down to Spanky's Una Pizza on the west side in Schnucks Plaza or Spanky's Una Cafe downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's and cash in on the best pizza in town. And we're back on the Stan Gerard Radio Show here on WREF, right next to Schnucks at Spanky's. I'm Brad Klein. Remember, Spanky's also has a location downtown on Jefferson Avenue. We've got Lily, the third manager of the day, Jimmy John's sub of the show, on the program. Bat and cleanup, what do you think?
It's my favorite position, a bat cleanup.
Did you play baseball, softball growing up?
Yeah, back in the day. Way back in the day.
Well, with that in mind, what are you doing managing the basketball team?
Well, I managed the softball team back in high school. Then I came down to college and I saw it, and I was like, I have no idea what to do. So then I was just like, let's do it. Never watched a basketball game in my life until the first basketball game.
Okay, so the first game against Butler.
Bellarmine. The one in Louisville.
Oh, okay, that's right, the closed-door scrimmage.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, so what was your first impression of the sport at that point?
What have I gotten myself into?
How's that?
I love it. It was probably the best decision I've ever made.
Why do you say that?
Because just all the connections I've made with coaching and, like, with the players and management staff and all the people that work in the office up front, like, it's just a good networking thing, and I enjoy it. I love talking to them.
There's no doubt. I feel like at this point, I know you're a freshman, right?
Correct.
I know it's your first year. But I feel like also at this point, for whatever reason, you feel like a veteran in the role. What kind of advice, because we asked him before, what kind of advice did JB give you as the veteran going into this season?
I would say one of the...
He didn't remember. He didn't know.
That's a hard one. That's a while back. So I would say one of the main things is... Just don't, if you don't want to rebound after a long day of practice, just tell them no.
Oh.
Just tell them no.
So I asked Cooper about rebounding for guys. How do you get out of that?
You don't.
Yeah.
You don't get out of it, and that's okay.
Sounds like the advice isn't really, really working out for you.
Yeah. But, like, after practice, then maybe we can get out because you got a lot of homework to do.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, we're studious.
Oh. Hey, we've always been studious.
I have never seen you do homework on the road.
That is such a lie. I do homework on the time.
I've never seen it.
In Dayton, I was doing homework a lot.
Dayton?
Not Daytona, sorry.
Daytona, right. There's a big difference
there
between
is.
Dayton, Ohio and Daytona, Florida.
There is.
I will say, though, as a manager, you get to go to Daytona, Florida on the school's dime, which means that you're winning at the game of college. What was that like?
It was really fun. It was a new experience. I've never really traveled without my parents, so it was kind of a big thing, and I enjoyed it a lot. I was in Florida, so you can't really complain that much.
But I will say this, right? You're in college, you're
mm-hmm.
a freshman,
mm-hmm.
and it's exciting experience, and it's new, and it's adventurous. Usually when college students go to Daytona Beach, it's for spring break for you. You were working. You see the disconnect there? You see
yeah.
how what you did? It went from really, really cool to really, really lame, just like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I still found it very fun. I got to go shopping.
I remember you going to shop.
I almost...
You've been shopping a bunch on the road trips this year.
I have.
Nashville, I think you went shopping too?
I did.
How's the shopping budget right now?
It's a little tight, but it's
okay.
enough.
You don't
it's
need
enough
it from
to
Macomb,
manage.
Illinois, I tell you that much right now.
Okay, good.
What's your favorite memory from the season?
That's a hard one. I have a lot of funny memories. I would say my favorite one is when we were coming home from a trip. I don't remember which trip, honestly. And one of the boys, CB, got a cramp. So I had to, like, do the massage gun. It was, like, late at night, and it was just, like, really funny at 10 o'clock at night. Like, because he was drinking that Mountain Dew.
Okay, yeah, at least that's going to happen. I've seen Sam... stretch out some players, like pregame on the court. Have you been doing that too?
Yeah, I did it when they asked me to. I did it for Ish a couple
okay.
times.
So you think maybe like medical trainer in the future for you, athletic trainer?
No.
Why not?
Medical field is not my field.
Okay, fair enough. So what is?
I'm a business admin major. So any like business related stuff like numbers, all that stuff, my favorite.
Okay. All right. So in business, what kind of advice would you give for a guy like, you know, Missouri, because you're managing, you're overseeing a staff. Kevin Missouri is your boss, essentially. What kind of advice are you giving him? Because he didn't study business management in college, or at least I'm assuming he didn't. So what can you give him?
I said, well, I'm going to start with a good thing. I was like, oh, your communication skills are, like, really good compared to a lot of just management that I've had in the past. The one thing I would say is it'll be okay. I'll get it done on time.
Okay.
I'll get it done on time.
Is he watching over you on deadlines and stuff like that?
Yeah, which is okay.
That's all right.
But I'll get it done.
One thing I want to know, and I feel like you've traveled more than any other manager this season, so you would know, who is the most consistent and guilty late-night snacker on the team? Because you guys, for those who don't know, the managers have their own room. All the snacks live in the manager's hotel room. So all the players know which room the managers are in, because that's where the cookies are. That's where the fruit snacks are. And you guys stash them in drawers, too.
Yeah, so I don't have to leave it on the floor.
Okay.
So it's not as messy.
So who's knocking on the door? You get a knock 11:45 at night before you open the door.
Probably a limb.
It's a limb.
He's also a frequent flyer.
Okay.
So you see him a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say a limb.
Okay. So a limb is coming in. He's getting like one thing of chips and one or whatever here or there, and he's got to come back because he only gets one. Who's leaving the hotel room like this? Who's just carrying stuff?
Ben and Amari.
Ben and Amari. Well, Ben's got a big appetite. We had him on the show earlier this season. He's got a big appetite. And Amari, too.
Mm-hmm.
Is there ever a moment, because I always wonder, like, the snacks, it's not fruit we're talking about. We're talking about fruit snacks here. It's very different. These are not healthy snacks. So if a guy like, oh, we'll use Amari as an example, comes in late at night, 11:30 the night before a game, he leaves like this, and then he misses his first few shots in the game, are you ever wondering, like, you know, shouldn't have done it? Shouldn't have had those cookies?
Yeah, but they're just cookies. If it makes him feel happy, then it's okay.
Okay, I mean, fair enough. That's why you'll never be an athletic trainer, by the way.
Yeah, I figured.
Round of applause for Lily, everyone. Really fun to have you on the program and to have you this season. And hopefully we'll have you back next season. No transfer portal for you, right?
Wasn't planning on it.
Good. No matter what the NIL number is out there, just know we'll match it.
Okay, here, perfect.
It'll be okay.
Perfect.
All right, we'll take a step aside. Kevin Missouri back in a moment here on WREF.
USI basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mack Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mack delivers slam dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fell. Call Mack and let them give your home the winning touch. Mack Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home. Hey, sports fans, step up to the plate at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor. Why gamble on sports when you can indulge in crispy cracker crust pizza? It's a guaranteed win every time. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends or bring the family down to Spanky's Una Pizza on the west side in Schnucks Plaza or Spanky's Una Cafe downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's and cash in on the best pizza in town. Hey, USI fans, a basketball court and your yard have one thing in common. Both need the perfect lineup. USI alumnus Zach Hausman calls the plays on lawn care in town. And remember, basketball season is snow season. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will clear your driveway and your walkway. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will get your lawn game ready. Give them a call at 812-453-7757. That's 812-453-7757. Or check them out online at HausmanOutdoor.com. When coach calls your number, it's your time to shine. But that's a lot of pressure, even for a screaming eagle.
Aww.
when they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So, if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Green River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website. All right, we're back here on WREF at Spanky's on the west side right by Schnucks. It's the Stan Gerard Radio Show. Remember, Spanky's also has a location downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Kevin Missouri, the assistant coach for USI basketball, but we'll call him an assistant coach for the team, the head coach for the managers. And I'm only saying that because we had three managers come on the show, and they all did a great job. What's it like overseeing them and that department of the team, which, by the way, is prudent? I mean, we could not have a basketball program without them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And first of all, I got a guilty admission when you asked her who's the advocate for the snacks. It's me. But I get an early jump on them because when they get on the bus, you'll see those things are already cracked open, and I got a little pouch I carry around. So I'm getting it before the guys get it. So she didn't want to throw me in the bus, but that's me right there.
Well, I know. We're roommates.
Yeah. So, but no, man, there's two more that's not here, Myra Christian and Sam, and those five, they had just made things just so much easier for me. I'd be in bad shape without them, you know, starting with JB, because JB, of course, been there before me, and he kind of gave me the lay of the land and how to move and how this and that, and kind of prepared us for him getting the internship where he's, you know, sometimes won't be around because he's, you know, doing some other things and how to move on the road and this and that. He's the one that kind of coached me to help coach them. So grateful for them, for him, and just, you know, all of them. They all do a great, great job. And Lily's the main one that pretty much helps out with the meals and organizing things. And it'd be a struggle. It's a struggle now, but without them, it'd be a huge struggle for me without them. I'm grateful.
I forgot to ask Lily about the meals. That's right. So you've been delegating a little bit.
If you want to call it that, she's really been taking a load off me, you know, in that aspect.
That's good. Hey, let's talk about some basketball here. I know that you guys have four games left, two this weekend, Western and Eastern Illinois. I know it's still your first season, so these road trips are new for you. Let me spoil it. The palm trees and the beach in Macomb, beautiful.
Pack
a swimsuit. What's it going to take to get a win against Western Illinois, a team that you guys have already beaten?
Well, Western, I mean, again, it is what it is. They're beneath us, you know, and nobody wants to, finish in the spot they're in, but nobody wants to finish, quote-unquote, last. So we don't want that, you know. And, again, we want to win every game moving forward. Like, that's the plan for every game. But just we got to come up with some energy. I heard the environment isn't going to be great there. You know, they're behind us, and, you know, it's that time where you know you're not going to be in the tournament. So, like you said, you know, some players are – you know, what are they playing for? We need to come out and play with some pride, some energy, and, you know, just do what we got to do to get this game. But it's not going to be an easy game. First of all, no road games are easy, but it's going to be tough on us. It's going to be tough.
What about Eastern Illinois? I know that's your scout.
Yeah. Well, Eastern is my scout, and, again, that was a rough one here at home. We lost in overtime. But they're, quote-unquote, playing for something, that A spot. So they're going to try to be sharpened on their game, and, you know, no one's going to take it lightly, especially when you're playing for that A spot. You know, I think you said Tex right behind them, but they're going to come out with some energy, some effort, and they're playing some pretty good ball. I think they beat I forgot who it was recently. You know, they beat a team that was above them, if I'm not mistaken. But
it was Little Rock, I think.
Yeah, Little Rock. And they got some talent over there. So, that again, that's it's going to be a tough environment. And the state we're in right now, we got to really have a, you know, strong mindset to go in there and try to get these two on this road trip.
Again, Kevin Missouri, assistant coach for USI basketball here on WREF at Spanky's. Always a lot of fun to have you on, coach, here at Spanky's. I know you had some food the manager's eating, so it's always good eats and good talks here talking USI basketball on the Stan Gerard Radio Show, even without Stan Gerard. Who needs him?
Yeah.
We got Coach Missouri. So, again, really appreciate you taking the time, and looking forward to this weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you to the managers for coming on. Thank you to everyone for coming out. Thank you to Spanky's for having us. And thank you to the radio audience for listening. I'm Brad Klein. Good night, everyone.
All right.
You have been listening to Stan Girard on Basketball on WRVF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listoftherep.com. Tonight's show has been brought to you by Hausman Outdoor Solutions, Spanky's Pizza, by Allstat Office City, and by Mack Industrial Services. Stan Girard on Basketball has also been brought to you by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Slate Printing, by Lou Fuse, Mazda, and Kia, and by Jimmy John's. Stan Girard on Basketball has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF.